The Street of Sin is a 1928 silent film that has piqued the interest of film historians and enthusiasts due to its status as a lost film. Directed by the legendary Joseph von Sternberg, this film stands as a significant yet elusive piece in the history of early American cinema. Despite its disappearance, the film's background, cast, and production have left a lasting impression on those who seek to understand its artistic and cultural impact. This is Land of the Lost, The Street of Sin. The Street of Sin delved into the grim realities of life in the urban underbelly, a common theme in the silent film era. The story revolved around a love triangle set against a backdrop of crime and redemption, highlighting the moral struggles of its characters. While specific details of the plot are scarce due to the film's lost status, it is known that it involved themes of sin, guilt, and the quest for salvation, elements that von Sternberg masterfully portrayed in his other works. Joseph von Sternberg, known for his ability to craft visually stunning and emotionally resonant films, directed The Street of Sin during a pivotal time in his career. This film followed his earlier successes, such as Underworld, 1927, and The Last Command, 1928, which established him as a formidable director in Hollywood. His collaboration with Charles Rauscher, an esteemed cinematographer, was integral to the film's visual style. Rauscher's expertise in lighting and composition contributed to the film's atmospheric and moody aesthetic. The film starred Emil Jannings, a prominent actor of the silent era, who was renowned for his powerful and expressive performances. Jannings played the role of a reformed criminal, embodying the complex emotions of a man torn between his past sins and his desire for redemption. The film also featured Fay Wray, who would later achieve fame as the leading lady in King Kong, 1933. Wray's portrayal of a vulnerable yet resilient woman added depth to the film's narrative, further showcasing her acting prowess. Like many silent films of the era, The Street of Sin was not preserved, leading to its eventual disappearance. The lack of proper archival methods, combined with the fragile nature of nitrate film stock, contributed to the loss of countless films from this period. The exact circumstances of how The Street of Sin became a lost film remain unclear, but its absence is a significant loss to film history. Despite its status as a lost film, The Street of Sin continues to be a subject of fascination for film scholars. Its significance lies not only in its direction and performances, but also in its contribution to the themes and styles that defined early American cinema. The film's exploration of sin and redemption, coupled with von Sternberg's unique visual style, would have provided valuable insights into the evolution of cinematic storytelling during the late 1920s.